Illinois has one of the highest numbers of data centers in the U.S., and it will likely gain more with the rise of artificial intelligence. These data centers use a lot of resources to operate, especially water, and this has some in central Illinois concerned. IPM Student Newsroom's Leila Nazarva reports.
The data center at the National Petascale Computing Facility in Champaign is a huge room. White walls all around, filled with dozens of large black boxes. These are servers, high-performance systems that run computations and calculations day in and day out. Mohamed Rantisi is the engineer who monitors these systems. He shows me what we're here to see, the pipes pumping in the water that keeps this place from overheating.
This is 575 gallons per minute.
Which is actually lower than usual.
We used to consume 5,000 gallons per minute.
That's roughly an Olympic-sized swimming pool every 2 hours. The amount of water used depends on how many computations are being run. But the facility doesn't actually track how much water it uses over time. Rantisi says they only track energy usage.
Because water is cheap, electricity expensive.
He says data centers cannot function without water. Even ones that cool servers with air rely on water to cool the air.
It's how we bring it to the equipment that's the difference.
Wow. So again, no data center without water.
No, absolutely not.
The amount of water and energy used by data centers is a huge concern, according to a recent report from the nonprofit Alliance for the Great Lakes. Data centers are projected to use 150 billion gallons of water over the next 5 years. That's as much as 4.6 million American households. Anna Barras leads the University of Illinois Center for Secure Water. She says it is highly possible that downstate Illinois can become the next destination for data centers.
And so there's a lot of possibilities for the installation of centers in small communities that already have the infrastructure, you have access to water, you have access to energy, and you have ample land.
Local officials confirmed that a company is considering Champaign County as a destination for a new large data center, but they haven't received the application yet. Data centers get water the same way we do. And Barras says that raises some concerns.
This new data center would tap into the existing infrastructure. The difference is that they would be three orders of magnitude higher user. You could pump a lot more water, but who's going to pay for it? And what does that do to the cost of water?
Much of central Illinois relies on the Mohammed Aquifer, which Barras says is actually a small water source that's pretty isolated.
So it's not like one of the very large aquifers that crosses three or four states, and it's if it rains in Montana, it eventually refills the aquifer and so on. No, it's very local. So the implications for systems like that are even more serious. It may not be renewable.
Data centers are here to stay. So what does this mean for residents downstate? It's important to understand that Illinois' water laws were developed long before concerns about superusers. Robert Hirschfield is the director of water policy at Prairie Rivers Network.
Illinois largely relies on imported common law from England, law that thinks about human use and at that small scale.
He says Illinois is a water-rich state, so there's never been much pressure to update the law. Now, with super users like data centers coming in, that might change. Hirschfield says if someone wants to advocate for their rights, owning land is key. The law says landowners have the right to reasonably use water, as long as it doesn't infringe on another owner's rights. But he says reasonable usage is a vague concept.
If you wanted to challenge a use as unreasonable, you'd have to go to court, and only the landowner could go to court.
Barr says the main issue is the lack of transparency.
We are basically in the dark in terms of what to use for AI.
State legislation was proposed earlier this year to require all data centers in Illinois to report their energy and water usage. The bill died in committee. Environmental advocates and water researchers like Barr's are hopeful a measure requiring greater transparency will be reintroduced next year.
Because if we have that, we can really help to solve the problem and come up with with good solutions that will be robust and reliable.
I'm Lidina Zarva, IPM News.